Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Very happy Valentine's Day. We've been saying it over and over on the show. Some of you out there might be buying gifts for a special occasion. Where's your go-to, Elliot?
Ooh, various places. But, you know, this next conversation reminds me of one of my go-to places when I was a teenager. It's a place called Precious Thoughts. They are a leading retailer of premier gifts and collectibles, lifestyle products, greeting cards. I love the greeting cards and other novelty items, and they're headquartered right here in Singapore.
Yeah, well, we're going to be talking to them right now. So what's quite interesting is, and in case you haven't noticed, they've rebranded themselves, haven't they?
Yes, you would have previously observed their store sign to read Precious Thoughts, spelled T-H-O-T-S. The gift shop is not officially called Precious Thoughts since late last year.
Yeah, I'm quite curious. Why go from thoughts to thoughts? Anyway, we'll figure that out. Also, though, and we've also been alluding to this in the show, Singapore retail sales have been falling. They fell 2.8% in 2019. So the question is, what is Precious Thoughts doing to stay relevant?
On the line with us this morning is Benson Key, District Retail Manager of Precious Thoughts. Benson, good morning. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hi, good morning, Elliot. Happy Valentine's Day to you as well.
All right, Precious Thoughts. They've been around, if I'm not wrong, since 1996. Tell us a little bit more about the founding years.
Like what you have mentioned, we have been around for the past 24 years. Our managing director, Loh Soon Ling, he has the passion of collecting precious moments figurines with his wife, Corinna. So from this passion, right, they decided to bring in the brand to share the joy of collecting these lovely pieces with your friends and also with the growing numbers of local collectors. And from there, we started off. And from here, right, we have around, we have 11 shops right now.
Yeah, I always love it when, you know, a retail outlet sort of starts off with just a really lovely story. So thanks for sharing that, Benson. I mean, you were saying that you have 11 outlets. Which one is your most popular one?
Well, every shop is popular.
Right.
Okay, our flagship shop is at Raffles City. That's our biggest. I mean, we carry the full range over there. But we're not forgetting that we have shops in CBD areas, which is very popular with the office workers there. And our newest shop is at Tanjong Pagar Centre.
Right.
Yeah, and we have also some shops at the suburbs like Tampines Mall, Causeway Point and JEM.
You talked about bringing the brand to Singapore. So where else in Asia can we find Precious Thoughts?
Okay, we have shop in Hong Kong as well.
All right.
Sim Sha Sui. And since 2013,
I used to live in Hong Kong and I thought I had seen this particular name before when I moved to Singapore. But with that in mind, and I was just talking about this before we introduced you, why is it now called Precious Thoughts? T-H-O-T-S.
Okay, we changed from the thoughts to the full spelling thoughts, right? T-H-O-U-G-H-T-S. Mm-hmm. Basically, that's a small yet significant move as part of a bigger change in business point of view. This change, right, is actually a bit more visually impactful as our new shop name, as people get notice of it and they talk about it and people also do some reporting on it. And basically, this is to have a new and more exciting range of merchandise being introduced to our shops. Like last year, right, we collaborate with Disney and bring in some really nice and new accessories, gifts, bags. So that's why there's a change in our name there.
But Benson, I understand that this name change, this rebrand was a very quiet one. It was not a big fanfare and all that. Did it make a difference where sales is concerned, and why did you keep it quiet?
Why would I keep it quiet? Basically, we let customers to have it, to see it themselves. I mean, as people get noticed with us, then it's more of the items being changed. Like I mentioned earlier, the name change is not really that the big part of the change.
Okay.
The most importantly is that we have changed our merchandise and we are more getting involved in e-commerce, social media engagement. That's why that's the bigger picture actually. Yeah.
So one of the big questions for us, Benson, today is Valentine's Day.
Sure.
Just how busy is Valentine's Day? And what are your predictions for today? Because we're living in different times right now.
I mean, understand where you're coming from, as in because of the COVID-19 right, outbreak. Actually, yesterday we have a good sales coming in. That's the Valentine's Day Eve. So people are still buying, basically. And we are still seeing lots of customers, especially guys, coming into our shops to get their gift. And today we're going to be the same as yesterday. In fact, it will be better.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then, in that sense, then, what is Precious Thoughts doing right to ensure that even in this current situation, this current DOSCON situation, that people still go to their shop to get their Valentine's Day gift?
I think, firstly, it's our merchandise. That people, first thing that comes to your mind would be Precious Thoughts when you're going to get some everyday gifts. And, of course, besides that, I mean, what we do is that, I mean, people might, there's a trend right now, people go online shopping. Mm. But for us, people still talk about us because we provide what online can't be doing is just like good personal touch service. We always emphasize on good customer service excellence. And, of course, we also have items that exclusively available on shops only, not only on online. So people will come back, and in fact, actually, this year alone, like 4,000 over customers has actually joined us as the members.
Right. Mm. And you can get them to gift wrap as well.
Oh, that's
yes, that's the best thing. Because you purchase online, you can't get the gift wrap. And many guys actually don't really know how to do gift wrapping. That's where we come in to help them with the gift wrapping here. Yeah, so that will save a lot of time.
It's very, very practical, very necessary.
Yeah.
So, Benson, just talking a bit more about Valentine's Day, I mean, one of the phenomena that you see at this time is that the price of flowers in particular sometimes fluctuates and annoyingly can go up. I mean, what do you do to make sure that things that you sell for Valentine's Day, that the prices stay consistent?
Okay, one thing for sure, I mean, Precious Thoughts, we do not increase the price, especially during like popular occasions. In fact, we do promotions for many items like the plush and bags. Okay, as for flowers, right, as it's a supply and demand thing, it can't be denied that our supplier charge us a slightly higher price during this period. But then ultimately, to strike a balance, right, we have to adjust the selling price slightly higher, but definitely not overpriced or overcharged. I mean, this is what I can tell all the customers right now. Yeah.
I want to roll into some of the challenges that the retail scene is facing right now. One of the things is to look back on the sales numbers of 2019. But before that, last year we also saw a lot of brick and mortar shops, you know, places like Sasa, Home Fix all closing down. How did you guys feel about it? And did you come up with any strategies to continually stay relevant?
Last year was not, I mean, we can see the sales is affected. I mean, by the retail outlook, I mean, you can see that some shops are closing their business. Yeah, so for us, right, like I mentioned earlier, we emphasize a lot on staff training. Training for customer service, I mean, excellence. So this is, like what I said, what the online can be doing. So I think people still like that personal touch. People like to be served with, I mean, good customer service so that they can come back again and again. And of course, merchandise as well. Actually changed a lot of our merchandise since last year. We focus not only more on collectibles, but on everyday gifts and greeting cards. Like I think Elliot mentioned earlier, right? Greeting cards. Greeting cards is still quite relevant nowadays, although people might feel that people don't buy cards now, but actually it's not right. Actually, people are still buying cards because that's the personal touch there, personalized card. And the feeling to receive a physical card is very different from like e-card or online greetings. Yeah. So I think we are still quite strong on that. And like you say, I mean, people thought of us first when you come to give Precious Thoughts. Yeah. So I think we have to maintain the image that we always carry up-to-date items, not only stopping like 10 years back, 20 years back. I mean, we always evolve new items. Yeah.
Sure.
So I think that's quite relevant.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, what Elliot raises just points to a bigger picture, which is that retail is just struggling and it suffered its worst year since 2013 in Singapore. In 2019, it was down 2.8%. The numbers were out this week. You know, as someone in this space, is it something that keeps you up at night? Obviously, consumer trends are changing.
Consumer trends are indeed changing. I mean, I think people nowadays will prefer to go online e-commerce. For us, offline shops, right, it's a challenge for us. But people actually will be getting more practical items.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, instead of something that will be on display, they prefer something more practical. So we are looking to that as well. People are maybe tightening their budget as well. But I would say that people still like gifts. I mean, it's during birthday or during the anniversary, people still have to buy gifts as to celebrate. So I think we are still okay with that, yeah.
Benson Key District Retail Manager, Precious Thoughts on the phone with us. Benson, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. Have a great day ahead, yeah?
Sure. Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.